right to the Revolution Hotline. Talk to Athletic Director Cabot High School, Steve Roberts, who is formerly with ASU and certainly getting a lot of credit and did yesterday during Gus Malzahn's introductory press conference for the work he did in setting the table for an ASU program that's on the rise. Coach, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. So I have to ask what your initial reaction was when you found out that Gus was coming back to the state to take the job at ASU.
Oh, I was surprised, just like everybody else. Obviously, Gus feels like it's a great move for him, so I'm excited for him. But I was surprised.
A lot of people have, and rightfully so, given you a lot of credit for the work you did in kind of putting the program in a position where, A, it was an attractive job, but, B, also, a lot of those recruits that won 10 games this year, and we talked to you early in the season, and I know you feel a sense of pride having worked closely with those kids, but, I guess just maybe your impressions on the success they've had and knowing that you had a hand in that.
Well, I do take a lot of pride in that. Still, hurts not having an opportunity to finish it out there. I'm not going to lie about that, but I do take a lot of pride in what we were able to accomplish. It's certainly not the same job now that I took several years ago. When I took that job, it was ranked 117 out of 117 in every major publication. We only had 50-some-odd scholarship players. It took us 5 years to get to 85 scholarships. And, now the foundation, I think, has been set for the future. And I don't think Gus is going to have to go in and argue about increasing the postage budget. I think they're going to give him the opportunity to win.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the environment's changed up there. And I think there are still a lot of people today, and you mentioned that you were surprised. I think a lot of us are, and a lot of it has to do with the amount of money. I mean, that's the big thing, is when you have a job that pays you what he was making, which was way over scale, not saying it was inappropriate, but it was way over scale for what coordinators make in the country. And then you come into a situation like that where you have to take a sizable cut. I think that had a lot of people scratching their heads. He's saying right fit, right time. And if that's the case, and that's really all there is to it, it's a pretty refreshing thing to see in college coaching today, which, as you know all too well, it's all about business.
Well, it is about business, but you would be surprised at the number of coaches that it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. There are tons and tons of coaches out there that it's more about the right fit for them. It's more about the right fit for their family, the right situation, opportunity to work with kids. The opportunity to lead a program. There are so many things that factor in more than money for a lot of coaches. And I'm sure there are coaches, just like any other field, that, if they get a $10,000 raise, they're going to the next job. But more often than not, it's about lifestyle and it's about, their career goals and why they're in the profession to begin with. And, I've told you guys, I felt that time I was called to be a football coach and felt like God directed my path. And I'm sure Gus feels the same way.
Do you know Gus
very well? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very well.
Have you talked to him since he's taken the job or leading up to it?
Just text. No, we haven't. We talked, I guess, when he was in town last week for the Broyles Award deal, but we didn't talk anything about Arkansas State or future jobs or anything like that. We just talked as friends to talk. We didn't talk about business.
When you look at the way the Sun Belt's set up right now, Coach, what do you think? I mean, long term, is that a program you think can thrive in the current state of the Sun Belt and the way recruiting is and the competitiveness there?
Well, I was in that league, I guess, for 9 years, and it was cyclical. When I first got in the league, North Texas was the cream of the crop. They had already won a couple of conference championships, and I think won three more, maybe, I'm not sure the numbers, but maybe five or six in a row. They were the long representative in the bowl market for the Sun Belt, going to the New Orleans Bowl every year. And then we won that conference title in 2005, and then you've seen it, go with Troy. Middle Tennessee's been very good. Florida Atlantic had a couple of really good years, and now some of the teams that were the premier teams in the league, aren't as good. now. And so that provides opportunity for the Lafayettes and Arkansas State and those types of schools to move forward. And again, you know, we worked for that. We planned for that opportunity, really, in 2000. And let me see, I'm getting my years mixed up. 2009, I thought we were going to have our best team ever. We had Corey Leonard coming back as our quarterback. Right. And unfortunately, we had 22 guys that fall that had surgery. Now, I'm not talking about guys that missed games. I'm talking about guys that had surgery and were out for extended periods, if not the season. And, you know, it just didn't pan out. And then breaking in Ryan Applin the following year, who I thought was going to be the best quarterback in the league. And he certainly improved throughout the year and proved that he is the guy, he is the winner, and had everything set. With all the seniors coming back and several guys we felt like were all conference caliber players. And hopefully they were going to schedule correctly where you had an opportunity to win, which they did. And, you know, that's how you do it. If you want something out of it, you need to put something into it. And they were willing to do that.
Well, it's been fun watching the growth. And like we said before, I mean, I think everybody understands that you had a big hand in that. It was nice that, you know, Gus, recognized that yesterday too. So, and I know you guys, like you said, have a, you know, a good relationship. And I know the thing for him is he's got a lot of great relationships around the state, which will certainly help him in recruiting long term. And, we're hoping to see him do well up there. I mean, there are some people that only pay attention to one team in the state, but for guys like us, I mean, it's nice to see all the programs in the state do well. I mean, it's going to be hopefully a lot of fun with him up there. So,
well, no doubt. And he's a great guy. I'll tell you a funny story. When I was at Southern Arkansas, I don't know if you have time or not, but Gus came down and spoke at our clinic when he was at Hughes High School. He had 15 players, and he was talking on the screen game, and one of the high school coaches asked him, so what do you – how do you practice, you know, positions when somebody gets hurt? And he said, well, I'll tell you what, if my quarterback gets hurt, I have to move my starting center to quarterback, I have to move the guard to center, I have to move a wide receiver to tight end and tight end down to guard. And that's how we have to practice. So I think about that and Gus, and, you know, we used to double date when we were in college together. Back a long time ago, I think about that, how far he's come, you know, in his career through high school and college, and very proud for him, and that's a great hire, and shocked, but very, very pleased for him.
That's great. Well, Coach, we appreciate you. Have a great Christmas, and we'll visit with you again, I'm sure, not too far down the road.
Sounds good, guys. Y'all have a great holiday yourself.